a little over 800 acres. The farms were located in and near Buffalo Prairie and south of Illinois City. The Glenn Feldman Estate, a very diverse offering. There was three tracts of Class A farmland and one tract of pasture and just about every class of land in between. There was one tract that did have some recreational possibilities, maybe a couple of tracts with some recreational possibilities. A lot of tillable farmland, though. Three really nice sets of farm improvements. Tract 5, for example, was a home on 27 acres, country home, and several farm buildings and grain bins. It was just a very diverse, very unique offering. You don't come up with an offering like that anywhere very often. And I think in Lower Rock Island County, that's one of the largest one-time offerings in quite some time. I talked to a lot of neighbors, and they said, we can't think when that kind of acreage has ever sold in this part of the world. And I think that's, at auction, I think that's probably the case.
Total of 12 tracks. And
correct.
I think that the track 3 brought the most per acre at $16,000 per acre. It was a total $8 million sale. I'm assuming, a lot of pretty strong interest when you have those type of numbers.
Yes, there's a lot of interest. I think we had registered bidders from 6 or 7 states. All the land, though, went to local farmers, local landowners. So we like to see that, as an auction company. And I think it's good for the ag world to see a lot of these farms stay in smaller hands, more farmer type oriented hands. But a lot of local neighbors were able to purchase some of that farm. And track 3, the high selling track, at $16,000 an acre. It was a Class A farm, 40 acres, right on the Rock Island County line, paved road, had a 21,000 bushel Brock grain bin, and that was the highest priced, highest selling tract, and it was very nice 40 acres.
And then as far as the auction business, I'm assuming then, despite the higher interest rates, you're still seeing tremendous interest in these farmland sales. And they talk about, eventually is there going to be a cooling off period. And apparently you're not seeing that.
No, everything's staying very strong. And it does make you scratch your head and wonder with the higher interest rates. It common sense tells you it will eventually have an impact. I have no idea when that will be, but everything's staying